Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, we have a guest that I'm very excited to introduce you to. The local chapter of a national investment group is taking a hopeful step in closing the disparity gap in maternal mortality rates for women of color. The Green Light Fund announced a multi-year investment in a new app designed to give patients and other professionals a place to review healthcare providers. Now, Simone Hardiman-Jones is the executive and founding director of Greenlight Fund Twin Cities, and she joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to explain this new app. Welcome to CCL, Simone. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Geraldine, for having me. I'm happy to be here.
I was so excited to read about you and to read about Green Light Fund. Were you the one that decided that it was time for the Green Light Fund? Did you start it?
I did not have the privilege of starting Green Light Fund. Green Light Fund was started in Boston many years ago and has grown to 11 cities across the country.
My goodness.
But I was hired as the founding executive director in August of 2022 and have been here ever since.
Well, I tell you, the one thing we want to talk about tonight is Green Light Fund Invest in Earth. Now, that's I-R-T-H as in birth, but it's I-R-T-H. And their Green Light Fund is all about addressing maternal health disparities. And as you and I both know, this has been going on for so long. Do you even look to see, okay, this is going to be the year when we're going to match this, we're going to make this happen, or is this the year for it?
I'm incredibly hopeful with the partnership that my organization, Greenlight Fund, Twin Cities, and Earth have entered into. The data and the research on maternal health and the disparate outcomes for Black women and other women, birthing people of color, have been dire for many, many years. The reality is we've made very little progress towards addressing the racism and bias that has entrenched our healthcare systems. And I am hopeful that Earth will be a part of a solution to create change and shift the status quo.
Right, exactly. Tell me about Narrative Nation.
Sure. So Narrative Nation is an organization founded by Kimberly Seals Allers. Kimberly is based in New York City, and she is also the founder of the Earth app. Narrative Nation broadly is Kimberly's organization that really is meant to address and share stories of on behalf of Black birthing women and their families. And Earth is the innovative technology-based app and program that has come out of Narrative Nation that I'm excited to share a little bit more about with you this evening.
Yeah, and this is Black and brown birthing people. I'm curious to know why the B was dropped in the word for birth.
Yes, I think it's Kimberly's way of really getting the attention of the public and the community to pay attention to Black maternal health. We know that Black and other birthing people and women have experienced bias in the healthcare system for a long time. In fact, Black women are dying three times more often than their white counterparts here in Minnesota. And so dropping the B for bias in birthing really is, meant to call attention to the fact that our healthcare system, there's biases in our healthcare system, and we need to address them.
Do they really care?
Yes. As a community, we have to come together and care about this this issue because, frankly, if we are not making systemic change in our community, we will never have an impact. And if we can make a change, it benefits all of us.
Yeah, well said, Simone. I really appreciate that because it's so true. These are people that you're talking about when it comes to Black and brown birthing people. We're talking about doulas and family members to leave prenatal birthing, postpartum, and pediatric reviews of healthcare providers and institutions on the app. So this app can really share a lot of information with Black and brown people.
That's right. It's a powerful tool. I always talk about Earth as a three-pronged approach, starting with community power through the app. So through this app, the Earth app, Black and brown birthing people can leave their experiences, but also fathers and partners can leave experiences. Doulas can leave experiences. We all know that doulas are often the eyes and ears of on behalf of the birthing people in the room and see a lot and hear a lot. And so doulas are always invited to leave what they've experienced. Community health workers, hospital-based midwives are also included. And it really is meant to build community power to share those experiences and then identify what the next steps are, starting to look at the data to really look at and understand what Black and brown birthing people are experiencing, and then going to those hospital systems to say, here's what your patients are experiencing, and here's how we can help you change those dynamics.
I was reading about it, and it said, in partnership with leaders and residents across the community, Greenlight Fund Twin Cities led a comprehensive process conducting research and holding community conversations to identify the need for a program that disrupts the current status of Black maternal health through a community-centered approach. The reason I wanted to bring that up is because now we know that there are those transgendered who are used to be women, and then they turn, they decide, I want to be a man, or they are already a man and they decide to be a woman. If they decide to be a woman and they have the parts in order to have a child, is that also included in this if they are Black and brown?
100%, and that's why we use the term birthing people. It's an acknowledgement that not just those who identify as a woman can and will and should give birth. And so the Earth app is inclusive of all of those people who consider themselves a birthing person. And just to your point about Greenlight Fund's community-driven process, I just want to share, that's really at the core of how we work and what we do. We invest in community-driven change. So I spend time, my staff and I, talking to community residents in across the Twin Cities to really understand what the needs are and how Greenlight can respond. Everything we do at Greenlight is designed to remove barriers to inclusive prosperity that, as you and I know, are often rooted in racial inequities. And so my goal through my work at Greenlight is to have an impact and increase that impact exponentially over the years as we address community identified needs.
And this isn't just for the Twin Cities, correct?
So the Earth app is currently operating across the country. Greenlight Fund, through my work in the Twin Cities, is now funding Earth to launch in the Twin Cities in the metro area. And our hope is that it will grow and scale across the state as well. We are the fourth city that has adopted and is implementing the Earth app locally. And it's a really amazing opportunity to invest in our community and respond to a need that has been identified by our community residents.
Wow. So Green Light Fund is what is really leading this with the Earth. And I keep asking myself, so is there funding that is needed? Why is it called Green Light Fund Twin Cities?
Sure.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
How we can help.
Yeah, thank you for that question. So Green Light Fund Twin Cities is fortunate to be supported by a coalition of incredibly generous funders and investors across the Twin Cities area that support the work that I lead in our community. Greenlight, once we've determined the program or opportunity that we believe based on community feedback is needed, so Earth, for example, Greenlight then offers forward $600,000 over 4 years to support the work. But that's not the end of how we work. We are very much in partnership with Earth to ensure that we are responding to the needs that we heard communities say when we decided that Earth was needed and implemented in our community. And that also includes looking for other funding partners and other hospital systems and partners who want to come to the table to do this work as well.
Well, Minnesota is very giving, so I feel very optimistic about this. I'm so grateful that you had the know-it-all to really present something like this so that women, black and brown, can really understand how important it is when it's the birthing that is happening, that they understand all of it. Even though it is called Earth, it is all about the birthing. So I'm excited about that. I have someone in my life who is a doula, and it's just remarkable what they do. So thank you so much for presenting this to us tonight and really showing us that we can take a hopeful step in closing the disparity gap in maternal mortality, the rates for women of color. And that is a really big deal. Last question. What is the outcome that you hope to see that will change this forever for the better?
Wow. Well, that is a big question, but I appreciate that. You know, we are working through Earth and our partnership to really undo, the legacy of structural racism and push the status quo. And my hope and goal over these next several years is that we will, be able to share the stories of Black and Brown birthing people and their experiences, but also create transparency and accountability with our hospital systems and our clinics who are supporting Black and Brown birthing people to ensure that they are doing their jobs to create experiences that are full of joy and love. And our ultimate goal with Earth is that we will have hospitals across the Twin Cities and beyond that receive the Earth Badge of Approval, which ultimately means that hospital is deemed a safe place for Black and Brown birthing people and women to give birth.
I also meant to ask you, do you need people to come and really learn how to do this? Are you short of people?
We always welcome, Earth is a community-centered program, and so the work really starts in community with community voice sharing. So I encourage all of you listening this evening to log on to the Earth app, www.earthapp.org, and take a look at the survey. If you have an experience to share, please, I welcome you to do that. I will also share that Earth is hiring a local community coordinator. So if that interests you, if you are committed and passionate about maternal health for Black and Brown birthing people and women, I encourage you to go to the Earth website, earthapp.org /careers, and take a look at that position. We want to hire locally someone from the community who's deeply committed to this work.
Oh, that's fantastic. You just made my night. Okay, so they are looking for a community coordinator if you are interested. She just gave you the website. Give it to us one more time, please.
www.earthapp.org. narrativenation.org/careers.
Fantastic. Simone Hardiman Jones, I wish you well with this. I don't know if there's anything I can do, but please don't hesitate to call me here at CCO or, you know, give us a holler and say, hey, we want to come back, or we want to talk more about this, or you want to talk about the stories and how it is changing and getting better. So make sure you stay in touch with WCCO.
I would love that and appreciate that, and we'll certainly be taking you up on that, Geraldine. Thank you so much for having me this evening.
What a pleasure. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.